This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. South Korea's military reported Tuesday it fired warning shots at a North Korean patrol boat that crossed the de facto inter-Korean sea border off the peninsula's west coast. In a statement, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the skirmish occurred as South Korean authorities detained another North Korean vessel that had also crossed the so-called northern limit line. The statement also added the North Korean patrol boat, which was pursuing the first vessel, retreated after South Korea's military fired the warning shots. South Korea's military detained the other vessel and brought it to nearby Baekje-yong Island. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported that six of the seven crew members were wearing military uniforms. A South Korean military spokesperson told VOA that Seoul was investigating the nature of the detained boat. Small skirmishes occasionally do break out along the inter-Korean border, but it is the first time a North Korean military vessel has crossed the NLL since the two countries signed an agreement in 2018 meant to reduce tensions. Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours earlier a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. Russia's defense ministry said additional evacuation corridors would be in place in Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and Mariupol. Several previous attempts to set up a way for people to get out have fallen apart, including one for those in Mariupol. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning of higher costs at home as he takes another step to punish Russia for the Ukraine invasion, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says the U.S. is banning all Russian oil imports, aimed at cutting off part of a steady stream of Moscow's income amid other crippling financial sanctions.
Another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
He'd been resisting the move out of fears it would push up already high gas prices at home. AAA says a gallon now costs, on average, a record $4.17, up 10 cents in one day and 55 cents since last week.
We're going much higher.
Oil analyst Tom Close says it will happen fast. The president says he gets it.
But.
He's warning the energy industry against exploiting the situation with excessive increases. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The New Zealand government is expected to approve new legislation this week that would allow it to impose sanctions on an individual country for the first time. The South Pacific nation can now implement sanctions only when the United Nations Security Council has imposed them. Russia's veto in the council, however, has prevented that from happening. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said her government's unilateral penalties, prompted by the invasion of Ukraine, would strike a political and financial blow to Russia. New Zealand's Minister of Foreign Affairs said Tuesday that international sanctions placed on Russia would act as a wall of resistance and send a message to Moscow that the invasion of Ukraine was wrong. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to legislation that would make the act of lynching a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act cleared the Senate Monday night by unanimous consent, a week after it was approved by the House of Representatives by an overwhelming vote of 422-3. The legislation is named after Emmett Till, the 14-year-old black teenager whose torture and murder in Mississippi in 1955 was one of the galvanizing events of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. It's the latest of more than 200 bills introduced in Congress since 1900 to make lynching a federal hate crime. Lynching is a brutal act of murder carried out specifically against black Americans across the United States. The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center confirmed Monday the death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 6 million. The milestone is the latest reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic, even as people are shedding masks, travel is resuming, and businesses are reopening around the globe. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.